It is 9:40, 20 till 10. We're joined by David Hammer, WWL Louisiana Chief Investigative Reporter. I would imagine it was a busy time at City Hall on Friday after the indictment came down against Randy Farrell, but I'm getting ahead of myself. How you doing, David?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Friday was quite a day, a significant day in the tenure of Mayor LaToya Cantrell and in this investigation.
Tell me why. Give me the context. You know what I like out of you, how you tell us the context and everything else and what's going on.
I try. Yeah, well, I mean, it's quite a bit, but really at the 40,000-foot level, it's the mayor of New Orleans, LaToya Cantrell, being directly implicated as an unindicted co-conspirator in a conspiracy to affect the way the city of New Orleans does business. And importantly, it's in safety, in the business of making sure that buildings are safe and electricians are doing safe work. And there's an inspector named Randy Farrell. He was indicted on Friday and charged with a conspiracy to commit fraud in which he paid things of value to the mayor and also allegedly to the deputy CAO, to the CAO, the chief administrative officer of the city of New Orleans, Gilbert Montano, and gave them gifts and asked them to get rid of a employee in the safety and permits department who was investigating him and finding that he was allegedly paying for permits for unlicensed contractors, unlicensed electricians, which of course is significant because electrical work can be quite dangerous if not done correctly, and was allowing this work to go forward and then inspecting it on the back end and saying it was safe. And
his own jobs, right?
Essentially, yeah. I mean, he was inspecting the jobs of unlicensed people who were paying him bribes to allow the work to go forward. Okay. And then he was inspecting it and saying it was safe and good to go. And it laid out dozens of these specific cases, cases where homeowners came in and found out that the work was done improperly and was not up to code after the fact, even though he and other inspectors who worked for him were saying that it was safe and the city of New Orleans was accepting it as safe. And when the city tried to step in and do something about it through the director of the one-stop shop, which is basically the permitting process of the city of New Orleans. The director at the time was Jennifer Cecil. This is back in 2019. And she had sent checks that Randy Farrell signed to pay for these fake permits and sent them to the inspector general of the city of New Orleans and said, hey, look at this. This is what I found. And when he got wind of it, he started pressing for the Mayor LaToya Cantrell to get rid of Jennifer Cecil. And there were a series of gifts that he allegedly gave to the mayor, starting with the NFC Championship game, $6,000 worth of tickets to the NFC Championship game, which people may recall as the NOLA no-call game, where the Saints were robbed of the trip to the Super Bowl at the very end of the game. And then continuing on with additional football tickets to the Saints, tickets for the allegedly for the national championship game the following year that featured LSU at the Superdome for the CAO, Gilbert Montano. He did confirm to me that he ended up in a suite at that game in an interview that he gave me on Friday, but he says that he was not taking tickets to do any favors for anybody and would never do that. But that is the allegation in this indictment, and it's a 25-count felony count indictment. It's pretty serious. Now, I should say the gifts to the mayor that are outlined in this indictment only add up to about $10,000. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason you don't see the mayor being indicted yet is that they have been building over the last 2 years, as we've reported extensively, they've been building various avenues where the mayor may have been enriched in exchange, you know, allegedly in exchange for you know, benefits. And it's interesting because I first started reporting on this almost a year ago. We got the documents showing that Jennifer Cecil was fired or terminated because of her work trying to expose this stuff. And my colleague Katie Moore was able to get an interview with the mayor last December and asked her specifically about whether she was doing things to make things easier for Randy Farrell. And she denied it on camera. And that's exactly what she is now being accused of as an unindicted co-conspirator with Randy Farrell in this indictment. So, again, she has not been charged with a crime, but she is directly implicated in a criminal indictment with felony conspiracy charges. And so, you know, the federal government, federal agents and federal U.S. attorney, they do not name sitting public officials like this if they do not plan to also indict them. I think you had Rafael Goyeneche on from the Metropolitan Crime Commission just before me, and he was saying that it's not if but when the mayor will be indicted. We will see, but it would be extremely damaging and embarrassing for the U.S. Attorney's Office to implicate the mayor so directly as they have in this indictment and then not follow through.
Yeah, I'm looking at your story here. The indictment alleges Farrell bought Cantrell coveted tickets to the New Orleans Saints' second ever home NFC Championship game, the No Call, fancy lunch at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in August 2019, a new iPhone in December 2019, gifts a total of more than $9,200. That, man, that doesn't seem like a lot to you understand what I'm saying? Is there more? Is there more?
That's exactly right, Tommy. Yeah, no, I mean, that's exactly what I was trying to get at a little bit a few minutes ago. The amount here is not something that would, to draw a comparison, back when Mayor Ray Nagin was indicted, the last, actually the only mayor to be convicted of bribery and fraud while in office from his time in office in the city of New Orleans, he was indicted and convicted based on taking hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of benefits in exchange for official acts to help people, to help contractors get contracts and to smooth the way for them to get more business. And so that compared to $10,000 is what gives you pause here, that they have to have a lot more to be willing to go forward. And they are essentially showing their cards at the feds are showing their cards here by charging Randy Farrell with, you know, the case against Randy Farrell is pretty clear and solid based on the documentation that they have with all these text messages and everything. But you don't make that move and name public official one, who is the mayor of New Orleans, if you don't have more coming behind it to charge the mayor with directly. And like you say, they would not move just based on this. We've reported that there's other tentacles to this investigation, including benefits through a image consultant that the mayor had, and we've reported about that investigation. And if you compare it to the Nagin case had all these separate tentacles as well. Mm-hmm. He was getting, you may recall, the trip to Hawaii that was paid for by a vendor. He was getting the Stone Age, his son's granite countertop business was getting business through the Home Depot. There were, you know, other tentacles with the Market Street power plant and payments made directly to Nagin as soon as he left office, totaling over $100,000. So there were all these different alleged schemes that were proven in the Nagin case. And here, so far, you only have one alleged scheme so far involving the mayor, LaToya Cantrell, allegedly enriching herself. So they would have to have a lot more to go forward with charges against her. But by bringing these direct charges that implicate her, it suggests that they must have something that they still haven't come with to charge her with. Because like you say, $10,000 is not a lot.
So where does Fouad Zitton fit in all of this?
Well, he's the go-between. You know, he used to own the Magnolia Mansion, and he's very gregarious, and he knows a lot of the politicians and judges around town, and he's close with the mayor. When the mayor won election, he got up there with his champ. He was a former boxer, and he got up there with his championship belt to put around her. And he was business partners with Randy Farrell. So when the mayor would communicate about things with Randy Farrell, and when Randy Farrell would communicate about things with the mayor, it was done through Fouad Ziton. And Fouad Ziton was convicted in a case involving art insurance fraud.
Right, yeah.
And when he was caught with that, they got his cell phone, and his cell phone it has some pretty damning messages on them where they're discussing specifically Randy Farrell's attempts to get the mayor to fire Jennifer Cecil. And when Jennifer Cecil was informed in August 2019 that she was being fired, he celebrates by saying the bee is gone, and mm-hmm. and they're, you know, excited. And then he gets this cell phone allegedly for the mayor, and they take a picture at the mall, at Lakeside Mall, on Christmas Eve 2019. And Randy Farrell texts, "Tell her Merry Christmas," to Fouad Ziton. So they have some very, very specific text messages that show that there was a quid pro quo there, at least from Randy Farrell's perspective. Now, the question is, will the mayor claim that this was not done as any kind of favor? But, you know, the evidence is clearly there and laid out in this very detailed indictment, you know, showing that they have text messages where he is specifically saying, when are they going to get rid of her? She's got to get rid of her. You got to talk to her. You know, we got her this great thing. We got her, the tickets. We got her and then days after they have this fancy lunch, about, I think it was like $800 lunch at Ruth's Chris, mm-hmm. then Jennifer Cecil was informed that she's being fired.
It was the sides that ran up the bill. I'm just making a Wolf of Wall Street joke. When it comes to Randy Farrell, is he in a position now to cooperate, or is it too late for him now that he's been indicted, or is there potentially, and you don't know, I know, but I'm just wondering the way the process works. Go ahead.
I think you make a great point there, Tommy, because he absolutely does have an opportunity to cooperate. You know, he was convicted of tax fraud in December 2021, and they had a lot of this information, if not all of it, at the federal level, and did not charge him with this fraud scheme that they're alleging now. He's on probation and paying back money over $1 million that he allegedly essentially stole from the IRS by committing tax fraud. And so if he the allegations in this indictment are that he continued with this conspiracy until September 2023, which, and I've reported about this, he sent an email in September 2023 to the Director of Safety and Permits and said, "I told Mayor LaToya Cantrell she needed to get rid of Jennifer Cecil." And so the allegations in this indictment is that he continued doing this through September 2023, which was when he was still on probation and being punished for the tax fraud. So if he violated, if this establishes that he was committing crimes while he was still on probation for the tax fraud, then that could, you know, cause him to go be essentially in trouble again for the tax fraud. That would, you know, kick things back on his punishment there so that he would not be done with his punishment. And that it would be an inducement for him to cooperate with the government.
Before I let you go, legally, does it matter if it was $10,000 or if it was $100,000?
It doesn't. But, you know, you don't see it for $10,000 mm-hmm. against a sitting mayor of a major city like New Orleans. That's the difference.
They might have worked that out instead of the indictment process or something along those lines.
Potentially, but I think it means that there's a lot more
coming. That's what I mean. And real quick, if Fouad Ziton doesn't engage in art fraud, do the feds have any of this?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
All right. Thank you, David. Appreciate it as always. David Hammer, WWL Louisiana Chief Investigative Reporter. Newell is live today for Pelicans Media Day, along with Deuce. We'll check in with him when we come back. WWL.